Okay, we are up to Maseches Beita, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. So Mishnah Zayin deals with three shitos held by Rabban Gamliel, and the Chachamim disagree with what he says. So again, we're Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, Maseches Beita. Afu Amar Shlosha Devarim L'Hakil. In addition, Rabban Gamliel held more leniently than Chachamim in these three things. Mechabden Bein Hamitos. So he said that we can sweep food, sweep out food from between the couches. These couches were couches where people would eat. They would recline and eat on them. And we can sweep food out from between these couches where people are normally eating. Why is it permissible? Because you're going to get the food and there's not really a concern that you're going to do anything else wrong. However, the Chachamim say no, this is going to be prohibited because there is a concern that, again, the floors back in the day were not made of wood, tiles, fancy floors like we have nowadays. They were made of like dirt. So the reason why the Chachamim say this is prohibited is because there's a concern that you might come to sweep out some food, and then you might, while you're sweeping out some food, you might come to fill in like a small hole, and you're going to level the floor, which would be a malacha of bone, so you can't do that. So again, Rabban Gamliel says you are allowed to sweep out some food because you're not concerned of leveling the floor, and the Chachamim say you cannot sweep out the food because there is a concern that you might come to sweep out the floor. Okay, Omanich and Es HaMugmar V'Yom Tov. So that previous shita seems to be on Shabbos and Yontif. Umanich and Es HaMugmar V'Yom Tov, and we may place like incense. We can like put incense on like burning coals on Yontif in order to make a nice aroma come out of them. Even though this is technically like a malacha, like you're burning the incense, you're like cooking or whatever it is. So even though this might be an issue when you place this incense on the burning coals on Yontif, it is allowed according to Rabban Gamliel because it increases a person's joy. It's a person's simchas Yontif, so it's permissible to do this on Yontif. However, the Chachamim are going to say no, you cannot do this. Ve'osin gedi mekulas. And you can prepare a roasted young goat together with its innards. You could do that. You could roast this all together on Pesach night. Why can you do that? Well, it's not really a malacha per se involved, but they allow this. He says you could do this because this is how the Pesach offering used to be done. So it's like a commemoration for the offering. So these are his three shitos. Again, so you can sweep between the couches, and you're not concerned about leveling the floor. You can. And it seems to be Shabbos and Yontif. A person is allowed to place incense on burning coals in Yontif to allow the aroma to come out, and you can roast up a young goat with its innards on Pesach nights to commemorate the old Korban Pesach that was once brought in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. The Chachamim say that all these three things are totally aser. We don't do any of these things. They forbid, number one, sweeping between the couches, because that could lead to filling in the floor, as we said. They prohibit putting incense on burning coals, because this isn't really the practice of what normal people do, and therefore it's not really considered a yontif need, so therefore it's not allowed, they said. And they also forbid roasting a young goat together with its innards on Pesach nights, not because it's a malacha, but rather because we don't do this as well. We try not to have roasted meat on Pesach night, because this was the specific requirement of the Pesach offering, and doing this might cause people to think that you're eating Korban Pesach outside of Yerushalayim, so therefore we don't eat it at all. They forbid all three of these things, sweeping and burning the incense and roast and having the roasted goat with its innards on Pesach night. None of these things would be allowed according to the Chacham. Okay. Mishnah Cheshlosh Devarim Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Matir Chacham Mutrin. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says there are three things that are mutter, but again the Chachamim say we cannot do these things. Praso Yotza Berutzua Shabin Karneha. On Shabbos, he would allow his cow to go out into the Rosh HaRabim, from the Rosh HaYachas, the Rosh HaRabim, wearing like a decorative ribbon between its horns. And the reason why this was allowed was because he said it's like wearing a piece of clothes. A person can wear a shirt on Shabbos, no Isser of Otsa, because you're wearing the shirt. Same thing with the ribbon. You're wearing the ribbon. It's like clothing, so therefore it's totally permissible to go out with this ribbon between the horns on Shabbos. And therefore it's permissible. However, the Chachamim say, no, what are you talking about? We don't allow such a thing because it's not clothes. It's just like jewelry, and they don't really like jewelry on Shabbos when there's no Erev. So therefore, there would be an Esrev of Tzah. Okay. Weiter. Kardin Esa Behima Beyom Tov. You can, what's called currying. You can curry, you can like scratch and scrape the body to clean it or whatever. Scratch and scrape the body of an animal with a fine-toothed metal comb on Yantif. Even though you may say the sharp teeth are maybe come to prick the animal and make it bleed. So you say, no, it's mutter, because that's not their intended result. So you can do this. Veshochakin Esa Pilpilin Bari Chaim Shalahim. And you can also grind like peppercorns in like the small grinders the grinders that were set aside to be used for grinding these things. You can use these small grinders to grind up the peppercorns as well, even though there's technically an isser of even though grinding would in theory be prohibited, it is permissible to do this again because it seems like you're eating it or whatever it is. So he says that you're allowed to, number one, let the cow go out on Shabbos with the ribbon between its horns, no Esser Chutzah. You can curry with a fine-toothed metal comb on Yontif. And you can also grind peppercorns in the small grinders, even the grinders that are specifically made for grinding them, you can do that on Yontif as well. So these three things are allowed. The Chacham say you cannot do any of these things. Vayter, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein makardin esa behima biyom tov mipnei she'osev chabura. You can't curry an animal with a fine-toothed metal comb on Yontif because it might make the animal bleed. Aval makartzefin, but you could use like a dull wooden comb to do that because it's not going to make such a wound. The Chacham say, Ein makardin af lo makartzefin. We can't curry with a metal comb, nor can we use a wooden comb, because if a wooden comb would be allowed, then people might think you could use a metal comb, therefore you can't do either one. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Ches. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Tes, but for now, we'll stop right here.